my privilege to share a farewell testimony that will transition into a farewell sermon. And it is the 10-year anniversary this month of becoming friends with Doc and Tamsil and with Sam and Amy. It was August of 2003 till now, and it's been the best 10 years of my life. Most of the credit for it being the best 10 years of my life goes to my wife and kids, because my wife is beautiful and funny and kind and tough, and most importantly for me, merciful and a lover of Jesus. And our kids are beautiful and sweet and fun, lovers of Jesus, except for Chase, but we're working on that. So most of the credit for it being the best 10 years goes to my wife and kids and our families, but a lot of credit goes to the people of New Life. And it's my heart this morning to just tell you a little bit of our story so that you can appreciate how much impact New Life has had on the trajectory of our lives and the flavor of our lives. In the summer of 2003, I look like this. My wife and I, and that's Garrett Clausen and the Tyler Norris. We're a Christian rock band called Denial. The name was based on Luke 9:23, when Jesus said, "If anyone will come after me, he must deny himself." And we wanted to do concert crusades. We wanted to do concerts like Billy Graham did crusades and use the stage and the lights and the sound to draw a crowd and then share the gospel with them. And Garrett was phenomenal, is phenomenal on guitar. He put a quarter in Tyler, and out comes a great melody line and drums and technical know-how and design skills and everything that comes with Tyler for a quarter each. And I'd write some lyrics and sing with Amber, and we were recording a CD of our own, making big plans. So I go to my family physician, Dr. Coons, and hit him up for a donation to our cause. And little did I know that Doc has a prophetic grace gift. And so we give our spiel, and he politely, you know, supports our cause, all the while knowing that God's got something different planned for me. But then he invites Amber and I into their living room to sit with him and Tamsil and get to know us better. And he keeps saying, "I really want you to meet my friend Sam. I think you guys would just really hit it off." And he says it two or three times, and finally he just leaves, I think without saying anything. He leaves the living room, comes back in on the phone and says, yeah, Sam, this is Spencer. And he's handing me the phone. "Spencer, Sam's on the phone." So I'm like, hi. And Sam and I met at Brahms. I can remember where we were sitting. And, you know, I pitch our ministry to him, and again, he politely listens, and we find out we share the same kind of passion against cheap grace and for the gospel of repentance and real faith that leads to following Jesus in everything. And so he invites us to share at Tawanda, where he was co-laboring at the time. And the week before that, Sunday in Tawanda, we had been recording vocals in the studio, and then we the Sunday before went to First Baptist and sang and shared there. And then the next day in the studio, my throat closes up, and I'm having a hard time breathing and swallowing. I go to an ENT specialist in Wichita and find out that I had bruised my vocal cords. They had hardened and thickened, and that's why I was having a hard time. And he said I wasn't supposed to talk for a month to let them heal up. And so I'm really bummed, thinking, I don't know if this music ministry thing's going to work out. And it's extra discouraging because God had already used a back injury to put a stop to the mixture that was in me to use basketball for ministry. Wondering what's going on. So that's the Sunday we come to Tawanda. And I think we just played a recording. Amber shared a little bit. I think I whispered out a few things. And then they took up an offering and blessed us. And then we sat under Sam's preaching, and we thought, hey, let's come back again. Let's keep trying that out. And so we just kept coming back, bringing friends from El Dorado. And for that first month was fun. Sam made fun of my hair, I think, every Sunday from the pulpit. And he would say things like, you know, Amber, it's great to talk to you again. And Spencer, well, because I wasn't talking at all. And then after that month's done, I'm finally back talking again. I remember the day that Sam came over to our little house, and just me and him, and we talked for a couple hours about Jesus and the scriptures and the church and ministry. And it was just a wonderful time. And on his way out the door, I can remember where I'm standing, and on his way out the door, he says something about being taken out of Adam and put into Christ. And I'm like, what? You want to run that by me one more time? And gives me a little 2 minute, okay. I just had so much to learn. And as he leaves, I jump on the computer and I email Amber, because you got to know that we had been thinking about moving. We were thinking about moving to Manhattan, of all places. And Amber's mom and stepdad lived there, and Amber was getting a pretty sweet job offer up there. She was my sugar mama, and I was the flaky ministry guy. And so we're really leaning towards moving to Manhattan. But after Sam leaves, I jump on the computer and I email Amber at work, and I said, I don't think we're supposed to go to Manhattan. I think that God just connected us with Doc and Tamsel and Sam and Amy in this ministry for a bigger reason than Manhattan. And so we stayed by faith. And I remember learning so much in those early days. One of my vivid memories is talking with Doc down in his wood shop. I think every time I was down there, I quoted son-in-law, "Can I please whittle wood with you?" And he never let me. But that day we came back upstairs. I remember sitting in his living room, and Doc ministered to me out of 1 Corinthians 1 and 2 about how God shames the wisdom of the world by using weak and foolish things. And God gave me revelation through his ministering that I had always tried to use the wisdom of the world for strong ministry, whether it was through basketball or whether it was through music and concerts and hyped up stuff. And I learned that night that God was calling me to the foolish simplicity of preaching Christ and him crucified. And we don't have time for the season of life where I tried to build a $50 million underground data center. Suffice to say, I needed to be stopped and humbled and reminded of that lesson a third time. But it was Doc's ministry that night that gave me the grid to understand that lesson again. And through this story, I commend to you the new life value of simple ministry. Just how the Lord works. It's just disciples talking about Jesus and living him out. And Doc and Tamsel welcomed us into their family, really. Even took us on family vacation. Once we started doing house church stuff with them, and those were sweet, sweet days. And I'm thankful to God for the Koonses, and I commend them to you and commend to you the new life value of hospitality and of house churches, where you can love and be loved and learn to grow in your grace gifts for the common good. And I remember so many sermons from Sam in those early days, so many prayer meetings, so many discipleship meetings. I learned so many things that are foundational to me today about God and creation, Christ, the church, the Spirit, the equipping ministry, pride and humility. But I've said it in a men's meeting, and I'll say it here publicly, that the greatest benefit that's come to me through Sam has been those times, too many times, when I misbehaved and Sam chastened me like a father, a son. All the lofty theology can't compare to those humbling, character-producing times. I'm grateful to God for Sam, and I commend him to you. And I commend to you the new life value of discipleship that's more than Sunday mornings. It's more than fill-in-the-blank Bible studies. It's more like fathering and mothering. Because just as in the natural, I think it's the most needed relationship in the church today. And I pray that it expands and matures here. I'm also so thankful to God for the wonderful brothers that I've had here. I've had so many fruitful times with guys like Chris Gifford, Al Wilkinson, Caleb, Garrett, Ryan, Levi, Scott, Mark Hobletzel, Toby, Shim, Tyler Norris has been as good of a friend as anyone could hope for about 13 years now. And then there's Jonathan. Oh, Jonathan. Amber and I became great friends with John and Lizzie before they were engaged. I was trying to show great restraint and not say before the first time they were engaged. John and I started meeting for a cell group, accountability group, in 2004, I think. So I've got a lot I would like to say about Jonathan. But the problem is that I've also been confessing my sins to Jonathan for 9 years, so I'm scared of what he would say if I said what I really want to say. It's like a mutual blackmailing going on. I think I'll just say that that John has impacted my faith and my character more deeply than any other in the last 10 years. And so you can blame him for the lousy job he's done. But I'm grateful to God because I can imagine where I'd be without that. And the freedom and strength and joy in the Holy Spirit that I've experienced is directly related to my relationships with all these brothers. I'm thankful to God for them. I commend them to you. And I commend to you the new life value of brotherhood and sisterhood. My wife, if I let her speak today, could tell you about her glorious sisters, and I'm thankful to them for her sake, for our sake, and commend them to you as well. If you don't have that kind of relationship today, I encourage you to pray to God for it, and then open your eyes and get ready to risk relationally, because he's faithful, and he will connect you and bless you and encourage you and strengthen you and sanctify you through brothers and sisters in his family. As time fails me, I can't keep going on at an individual level. So I want to say something now just about the whole body. It's not a cop-out. This is something that's in my spirit. Maybe 6 weeks ago, we knew that we were being sent out. And I woke up one morning and sat on the toilet and read a psalm, because Ephesians 5:15 says to make the most of every opportunity. So I was. And I read Psalm 16. Psalm 16:3 is where David says, "As for the saints in the land," right after the great photo that you saw, I think. "As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight." I just knew when I read that I wanted to say that on this day. I thank you for more than I can articulate today for the friendships, the financial support, countless encouragements. It's bittersweet to leave our favorite section of the body of Christ. But 10 years ago, we stayed by faith, and tomorrow we'll go by faith to Lawrence to make disciples, to equip the church and do justice. And it's a small sacrifice compared to the heroes in the church today. But in it, we commend to you the new life value of sending and going. We'll learn to pray for you from there, and we'll be back to visit. So as this season closed today, on behalf of Amber and our kids, we just say thank you. We love you.